The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 10, this is letter number 3113, Baruch Hashem, the 17th day of Kislev, Tashrei as well, Brooklyn. Habasi v'chosid, Moreinu David Sheyichya Gertner. Shalom uvracha. Peace and blessings. So the Rebbe says, finally, after silence for such a long time, I got your letter dated on Sunday, in the portion of a Yishlach, in which you give the good news that you had a boy, a Ben Zohar, Lamazel Tov, and you called him Yosef Sheyichya. So, the Rebbe says, let it be the will of Hashem, that just as you have entered him into the covenant, so you should enter him, together with your wife, may she live. For Torah, chupa ma'isim tovim, for the Torah and the chupa canopy and for good deeds, with blessings of mazel tov. And then the Rebbe writes in the footnote over here, in Nun Beis and a P.S., I'm surprised that even in this letter, you don't mention anything about your activities in your community to spread the light of mitzvah and the light of Torah, ner mitzvah Torah oir, and the luminary of Torah, which is the Torah's, the teaching of Chassidus, its directive and its customs. The Rebbe said, you're not writing. The Rebbe said, there is a special obligation on those who are occupied in the science. I guess since they are involved in the science, and that goes according to what the Alter Rebbe, the author of the Holy Tanya, who is a codifier and authority in the esoteric part of Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, a codifier on the revealed part of Torah. So what does he write in the end of chapter 8? The Rebbe talks about over there how come we have the great rabbis that they didn't study Torah all the time, but they were in science, the Rambam, the Maimonides. They were not fully engaged in Torah. They also learned other science. And the Alter Rebbe explains over there that they used their science actually for furtherance of Torah. I mean, we also spoke about it. The Rebbe used his experience with the universities, with the college, he used it for the furtherance of Yiddishkeit, you know, of Judaism. But hints too over here there's like a rule about koshering. If you have dishes that you need to kosher, so it says things that you used with cold, then you rinse it off with cold. If you used it with under fire, then you gotta whiten it with fire. And the Rebbe is basically alluding, I think, the Rebbe is very, just alluding to the fact that if you are using it in the science, your mind, and you're using it with fire, so use it for Chassidus as well. You know, you have an extra obligation because you should sort of offset that fire, the fire of science, with the fire of Chassidus. I think that's what the Rebbe is alluding to over here. But the Rebbe is always encouraging people to write to him. The Rebbe says, why don't you mention anything about your activities? And the Rebbe is always saying, I'm not saying that you're not doing it, you're not mentioning it, but the Rebbe says it is an obligation, especially those who are in the sciences, to learn Chassidus. And the Rebbe says, I enjoyed the fact that you participate with the minyan of Tzir Agudas Chabad, and the Rebbe blesses him that Hashem should increase both the people, the participants, both in quantity and also in quality. The Rebbe takes the advantage of wishing him Mazel Tov. At the same time, he hasn't written to the Rebbe in a while, But the Rebbe takes that time, the advantage of that letter, to remind him of his obligation to, especially to teach Torah, especially Hasidus. And as the Alter Rebbe writes, that, you know, of course, that those who have a need to study the sciences and utilize it. So since you use the sciences for furtherings of Yiddishkeit, you should be involved in learning also Hasidus in the esoteric part of Torah. And I guess the Rebbe wants him to write about it as well, so you should obligate him.
I, I mean,